Dragon fruit growers in Australia have formed their own growers association with plans to tackle a range of challenges that are facing this industry. The bright pink fruit, it is in season at the moment, harvest well and truly underway in Queensland and here in the Northern Territory. To learn more about this new Dragon Fruit Growers Association, I spoke to grower and founding member Jim Howe-Young Lee, who said imports was a really big concern for his industry.
The increasing quantity of imported dragon fruit and its impacts on the local fruit market have been ignored, and the lack of detailed interpretation of agricultural policies related to the dragon fruit industry and the ability to present new demand. All these problems may be common issues that troubles the most local growers of dragon fruit in Australia. And getting together to solve this problem is the driving force behind the establishment of the Dragon Fruit Growers Association.
And so roughly, how many dragon fruit growers are there in Australia at the moment?
There is no total number of exact, because we can only contact so many, and there are some that is still refusing to join the association. So we are trying to work on that.
I understand you're fairly new to the dragon fruit industry. What got you involved? Why do you love this sector so much?
it is all about pandemic, really. I did nothing that's related to agriculture before at all. But just because of the pandemic, I was at the home growing things and found the joy of growing stuff. And this is just all a coincidence that happened. Just, you know, I think it's karma. got me into this. I came to this farm, I fell in love with it, and dragon fruit is something I wasn't so sure, but I did some research, which seemed to be meeting my goals, and which is how I got into this. And so far, so good. I'm enjoying it, yeah.
You mentioned imports has become a real issue for this industry, and yes, there's a lot of fruit coming in from Vietnam at the moment. What realistically do you think this new association can do?
Okay, so what worries us as local growers is the marketing, because the importer fills the gap where we, the locals, cannot produce the fruits due to the weather, due to the temperature, which is fine, but the market doesn't get educated of the differences between import and local. So, and those imported fruits from Vietnam, they taste bad, because they get picked really early. They get onto the ship and over the ocean for a couple of weeks. When they arrive, they have to be quarantined for a week as well. And when they get to the market, they look red, they look ripe, but then they don't have a good taste. However, the consumers don't see the difference. They think dragon fruit is dragon fruit, and they buy them. The taste doesn't really good, and in the future they just don't want to eat this kind of fruit. So that's one of the main concerns. The other concern is the chemicals of the growers in Vietnam. Because in Australia we don't have a standard as of yet, so we tend to not to be able to spray a lot of things to make our fruit look prettier, to taste better. That's a limitation. But overseas, we don't know what they spray. They could be spraying anything, which is a health risk. We are now working on doing the multi-screen test over the fruits just to see what exact is going to come out, to make a report and make a comparison. Mm. So it's all about marketing and education to the consumer as well. So we lack of that.
And I saw a document the other day that suggests potentially dragon fruit from the Philippines may eventually come this way as well.
Yeah, it is the Philippines.
It is the
latest news, yeah.
Well, just finally, your season in Queensland, How's it all going?
Oh, the season in Queensland this year is, well, it's my first year, but I've been doing a lot of study and speaking to the fellow growers. We are delayed. The same batch of fruit got delayed to up to 3 weeks compared to last year and past years due to the lack of sunshine. The rainy and cloudy weather is really, really pushing things behind. But the fruits are looking okay, but we might be short of one batch of fruit this year due to the weather. So that's what's happening, yeah.
That is Jim Haoyoung Lee, who is a dragon fruit grower based in the Glasshouse Mountains region of Queensland, and he's a founding member of this new Dragon Fruit Growers Association that has been started up.